Jedi. And also another thing is for anyone who has ever criticized Mark Hamill, it's like I take issue with that as well. I mean, this is an actor who delivered a performance where at no point do you ever look at Mark Hamill and do you ever ask, "Oh, I don't really get what's going on with that character." At every moment, you know exactly what that character is going through, and that's exactly what a Star Wars movie needs. It needs a main character whose through line is so clear, and you know, the actor who is just so clear on what every moment means, and his evolution through those movies is phenomenal. By the time that you get to Return of the Jedi, you know, he has shed all that, you know, the thing that people say about him, he's whiny. It's like, he's completely shed that in Jedi. In Jedi, he is a totally different guy. He's an adult, and now he's facing the main issues that got him there to begin with. And you know, he even to the point of, like, you know, when he's talking about the Force or addressing the Emperor, his vocal pattern changes. He as an actor, instinctively knew that, you know, if you're going to talk about these things, you know, you don't go British, but you go somewhere between American and British. You know what I mean? It's, you don't want to say the Force. You want to say the Force. You know, and little things like that, I really appreciate. I think Mark Hamill is the guy who, you know, aside from George Lucas, he's the guy that gave us Star Wars. Don't make any mistake about that. I mean, along with a whole bunch of others, but in terms of, like, chief contributions, dude, that guy is unbelievable. I mean, he was perfect for that. And you know, and then Ian McDiarmid shows up, and James Earl Jones, and you know, Harrison Ford. I mean, all those people, Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford. Everyone really played their role, and you know, but as far as I'm concerned, you know, and I'll always say this, Luke Skywalker is my favorite character. That's the guy. You know, he's the guy that, you know, whether you'd like to admit it or not, he's the guy that we all relate to.